The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, new research has found that humans, it appears, prefer to turn left or walk anti-clockwise.
When all he had to do was turn left.
What do you mean?
I'm not an ambi-turner.
It's a problem I had since I was a baby.
I can't turn left.
Okay, the team here clearly looking for any excuse to play a clip from Zoolander on a Friday. Brendan Kelly is Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, and he joins me now to try and break down this strange phenomenon. And I have to say, Brendan, it is one of those phenomenon. As soon as I read about it this morning, I could feel myself and my whole body just leaning to the left and trying to figure out as I walked into the kitchen this morning, was I being pulled in a certain direction?
And Kira, you were being pulled in a certain direction. You were almost certainly being pulled to the left, because this new research, confirms what was already kind of known, which is humans have a tendency to turn left or to walk counterclockwise. And they studied this in Spain. They studied it in Japan, where they drive on different sides of the road. They studied it in adults. They studied it in children. And it is a very consistent tendency, particularly in crowds. We want to go left, and our bodies will pull us left if we try to move against it.
So how strong is the effect, Brendan? Are we talking about a sort of a preference here, or is it something that is really obvious?
Well, look, it's not a huge effect. I mean, nobody ends up helplessly spinning left, unable to stop themselves like sort of a whirling dervish going left all the time.
That we know of, Brendan.
Look, I'm a psychiatrist. They might come to my attention if this was happening. But across large groups, a preference is seen. And when you leave people moving in a confined area on their own, they will go left. And this is probably to do with our general asymmetry, the lateralization. Our brains are asymmetric, with the right side of the brain involved in spatial awareness. And that might be what is pushing us left, because the right side of the brain is interested in what happens on the left, and that might be turning us or twirling us or twirling you slightly, Kira, as you went into the kitchen this morning.
Now, the study began with observations during the COVID-19 pandemic. So was this something that scientists were actually actively looking at, or is it a bit of a happy accident, this discovery?
Well, it's a bit of an accident. Whether it's happy or not is maybe up for question, because it was people looking at stuff they wouldn't normally be looking at, because during COVID, there wasn't an enormous amount to be looking at. Nevertheless, this was known prior to this, and not only in humans as well. It is known that many animals have a tendency to the left or to the right, and this appears to be biological in large part. So I guess during COVID, it simply became more obvious that this was something worth studying and something worth following up. And, we already know, Kira, about 90% of people are right-handed. So it makes sense, for example, if you're running, you would put the dominant leg on the outside of a curve, and therefore that would drive you left. It would drive you counterclockwise. So much of this was known, but during COVID, people began to notice stuff that would have otherwise passed them by.
Well, it's funny you should mention running there, because in the first modern Olympics in 1896, athletes actually ran clockwise around the track. And then it was changed in 1913 because the majority of athletes felt it was an unnatural direction to run.
Yeah, I mean, it felt weird. And that reflects the biological tendency to turn left. And, it's already known that we think about clockwise and counterclockwise quite differently. For example, in psychology, clockwise movement is associated with order and conformity. So anti-clockwise movement can feel a little bit countercultural, a little bit radical. And we like that in very, very controlled ways, as if we're questioning convention by going anti-clockwise and bucking the trend, whereas in fact we're not. We're simply moving with the crowd.
For listeners at home, Brendan, where might they notice this behaviour in everyday life, like our supermarkets or shopping centres or museums? Are they playing on this?
They are, because these have been consciously or unconsciously designed to facilitate more left-hand turns than right-hand turns. Now, look, the biggest risk with this, Kira, is that people will become obsessed with it and start overthinking how they move, what they do. I don't know which sock they put on first in the morning and other such things that don't matter hugely. Because once you think about this, you start noticing it absolutely everywhere around you. The big message is that a lot of our behavior is unconsciously shaped rather than consciously. Now, it doesn't mean it's bad. Our brains have favorite directions, but it doesn't mean we should challenge them. Sometimes it's best to just go with the flow.
Okay, so basically the message to me this morning is stop letting myself lean to the left of this microphone, straighten up and put this study out of my mind. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, thanks for that. It's definitely one of those stories, doesn't it, that just gets into your head that you become a little bit obsessed with.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.